Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today I'm very excited to welcome our guest today. You can tell I'm just beside myself in excitement. I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's a holistic chiropractor and doctor who's discovered a simple way to quote-unquote diagnose trapped emotions in the body that may be causing all sorts of physical, mental, or emotional imbalances. Using his emotion code chart and muscle testing, anyone can learn how to release these trapped emotions, as well as discover where they're lodged in the physical body. Yes, in the physical body. So releasing trapped emotions can have subtle or profound improvements in health and well-being. Now, Dr. Brad, as he likes to be called, has graduated with honors from the Life Chiropractic College West in San Lorenzo, California. He's lectured nationally on the natural healing of chronic illness and was in private practice until 2004, where he specialized in treating patients from across the U.S. and Canada who are suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, two of my favorite conditions to treat in my office. The Emotion Code is his first book, and it's part of the Body Code. So the Emotion Code is what we're going to be talking about. And Dr. Nelson is now a widely renowned speaker and gifted teacher and intuitive who helps people discover the real causes of their problems and to release them. So I'm so happy to talk to Dr. Nelson today. So, Dr. Brad, how are you?
Yes, hi. Hi, Karen. Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much. Well, you know, this is only a half-hour show, and I would love to, pick your brain for the next 3 hours, but I want to tell you a little bit about how I found out about this. A friend of mine who we actually market the same energy tool, and she was at a conference with a holistic chiropractor who did this procedure on her. And she released a very old, it wasn't that old compared to some of the other ones I've released since, emotion of betrayal. And she shared with me that she had a profound shift in how she felt afterwards. And what had happened was her young daughter was being misdiagnosed for many, many years, had lots of different problems. And finally, when she discovered how to help her, none of the doctors that she had, consulted had helped. It was somebody else completely, not a medical professional. And so she had felt betrayal. And that betrayal had been stuck in her body for many, many years. Now her daughter, I think, is 9, something like that. So many years. And so when this emotion was released, she could feel a real shift in her body. And is that what you often see when you use the emotion code with your system, Dr. Brad?
Yes, we see that kind of thing all the time. In fact, we see things that are really quite amazing. People who are unable to fall in love, for example. I mean, it's not unusual with this kind of work that people not only get out of pain and see their diagnosed conditions often melt away, but also as far as love and relationships, it's really interesting because especially when the trapped emotions are removed that are surrounding the heart, that are creating what we call a heart wall, those people oftentimes will end up falling in love when they couldn't before. I was talking just recently with someone, and this woman was telling me that she worked on her sister, and her sister was lonely and alone, and she said it was so funny because she worked on her and cleared those emotions around her heart and took down that heart wall, and the next week her sister told her that everywhere she went, guys were coming up to her and talking to her, and that was just normal happen.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. Well,
yeah, it really is.
My partner James and I spent Sunday night checking out our heart walls and removing them, and we were able to get down to the base layer and what we thought completely remove the heart wall was like seven or eight different layers, and I could feel in my body that I was I feel when I get a healing from someone is I feel kind of sleepy, so that's like my detox, you know, symptom, mm-hmm. and I could feel the heaviness, you know, as we were getting down to the bottom layers, and I didn't notice anything, you know, massively different, you know, from removing that. But interestingly, James, my partner, he couldn't sleep very well for 3 days. Like that was his detox. You know, he was actually like really energized, and now he's settled down, but he could feel like everything, he said, you know, for, you know, he's almost like acutely aware of things around him. Right, yeah. I know in your book, The Emotion Code, you talked about, you know, how some people have a very quick and, you know, profound shift that's very visible, and then other people can take a year or more, and it's like a subtle shift in their life.
Right.
So afterwards, we just tested ourselves like 5 minutes ago, and when we asked the question, and this is some of the muscle testing that you teach in your book, do I have a heart wall, or is there a heart wall in so-and-so? We both tested negative that we didn't have a heart wall, but interestingly, for the heck of it, I just asked, do I have a hidden heart wall? And then James mm-hmm. did the same thing, and we tested yes, and I thought, well, that's strange. I didn't realize you could have both, or maybe, you know, I'm not doing it right. So what is your opinion on that?
Well, usually for most people, if they have a heart wall, and by the way, for your listeners, just so that they understand really quickly what a heart wall is, so they know what we're talking about, as we go through our lives, we experience different emotional events, and sometimes those emotional events are powerful enough that the energy of the emotion can become stuck in the body, and we call that a trapped emotion, which is literally a ball of energy that they're usually about the size of a baseball to about the size of a beach ball or a volleyball, and those energies will lodge in the body. So you might have a ball of anger in your body, or you might have several, or you might have depression or resentment or sadness or sorrow or whatever. And what happens to us is that sometimes we feel so hurt by someone, or we are so deeply grieved about something, whether it's a death in the family or a breakup or we're being abused or hurt or whatever, that we feel like our heart is going to break. And when that happens, that's really an assault on the deepest part of our being, on the core of our being, on that heart. And when that's going on, the subconscious mind will put up a wall around the heart, and that wall is actually made from these energies of these trapped emotions. It just moves those emotional energies to the heart, and it puts a wall around the heart. And so there's so much interesting research about the heart that's been done, and we now know that, we believe, and all the evidence is pointing now to the heart actually being a second brain. And when we started doing heart transplants back in the 1960s, we started to see that, because people would come back and say, you know, my taste in music has changed, and it was always, it had changed to the taste of the donor, or they would actually have memories of places that they'd never been before, and those memories came with the heart. And so anyway, the heart is really, I believe, what the ancients believed it to be, which is that the heart is the seat of the soul and the seat of our creativity and the source of our love and everything else, and really the core of our being. So when you have a heart wall, when you have this defensive wall around the heart, made of the energy of these trapped emotions, it handicaps you and it interferes with your ability to be able to connect with other people and to love and give and receive love and so on, and also find abundance and so on and manifest what's inside your heart, because that's where your best creation really is. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so what happens is sometimes people will have a heart wall, and you'll take down that wall. And we always, as a routine, we check to see if there is a hidden wall inside of that wall. Because sometimes you'll have a heart wall, and then I would say probably 8 times out of 10, that's it. You clear the heart wall, and you're done. It's a good idea to come back and recheck it after, you know, maybe 6 months or a year, and just make sure you haven't put up another layer there, especially if things are difficult for you emotionally. Mm-hmm. But But once in a while, we'll clear the heart wall and we'll check and we'll find that there is another wall inside there, another hidden wall. And so it's not a big deal. It's just it's like having a balloon within a balloon, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So all you do, once you find it, you just go ahead and clear those emotions too. And then it's really all gone.
Wow, that is great. Well, we're doing this afternoon. and I know for some people that, you know, the subconscious will give kind of a safety net. So if the body or if the person can't process it all at once, when you muscle test them, you know, is there a trapped emotion we can release from the heart wall now? They'll test no. So that doesn't mean they don't have any more trapped emotions, but it may mean that their body isn't able to process yet another one. Is that true, Dr. Brad?
Well, yes, exactly. In other words, what I found when I was in practice and what we consistently find is that people can release a certain number of emotional energies before the subconscious mind just says, okay, that's enough. Give me a break now. I have to process this, like you were mentioning processing. I have to process this now and then come back in a couple of days and you can release some more. So when we ask the body, and that's how we find these emotions, is by asking questions and the subconscious mind giving the answers through muscle testing or through other methods. When the subconscious mind says no, there are no more emotions to release, it either means there really are no other emotions, period, and you've cleared all of them out of the body, but more likely that's all that the body can handle right now. So.
Right now, right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with a holistic chiropractic physician and craniopath medical intuitive, Dr. Bradley Nelson, author of The Emotion Code. And to find out more about Dr. Brad's work, he has a special for you, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but you can go to KarenCann.com/emotion. So KarenCann.com/emotion. And if you'd like to speak to Dr. Brad and ask a question, we're going to be opening the phone lines in a short while. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so we know that your hand is up. So I know we have one person whose hand is up, two people whose hand is up. So, well, I get to ask one more question before we go to the phones, Dr. Brad. And I've been dying to ask you this. So I'm looking at this beautiful chart that you made with the emotion code. It looks like, you know, there's 5 elements and then there's the sexual organs, column A, column B. And some of the emotions, I'm like, how did this guy come up with the different emotions in the different parts of the chart? Is that something God gave you in a dream, or how did that?
Well, you know, I believe it was the ancient Chinese acupuncturists and the physicians back several thousand years ago that actually they were very observant, and as they would observe people trying to figure out what was wrong with them, they found that certain people who had certain emotions that seemed to be predominant in their lives would always seem to have problems with the same organs. For example, people whose lives were ruled by anger would always seem to have liver and gallbladder problems. And people whose lives were ruled by grief would often end up with cancers in the lungs and so on, and then the colon. And so what they did is they, many, many years ago, probably 2 or 3,000 years ago, really, they correlated all the different emotions that we experience with the different organs in the body. And they believed anciently that the organs and the glands of the body actually generated those frequencies, those emotions. And then nowadays, the acupuncture world has kind of gotten away from that to some degree, and they believe that all the emotions are really generated by the heart. But basically, what I did is I took some of those old lists, and then just did some praying and asking for help and figuring out where things needed to go. And so this list that I use is a new list, but there are definitely other lists out there of emotions and how they correlate with the organs and things. It all goes back to the ancient Chinese medicine.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, and I have my patients that have asked me, and I wondered too, what exactly is overjoy?
Okay, that's a great question.
Couldn't figure that one out.
Sure. Well, you know, it's possible to have an overabundance of any emotion. And, of course, most of the time, the ones that cause trouble for us are the negative emotions, the ones that you see on the chart, like anger and resentment and frustration and so on. But once in a while, we might have emotions that can be an overage of positive emotion. This doesn't happen very often, but, you know, let's say, for example, that it's your wedding day and you're really excited and you also get a note in the mail that you've also won the lotto. Well, that could cause an overabundance of positive emotion that can also become trapped and can also be damaging and bad for the body. So that shows up. Any of those positive emotions show up under that one heading of overjoy. So like I say, it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen once in a while. You know, you get overexcited or giddy with excitement or joy or whatever about something, and that can get stuck in the body. Although the vast majority of emotions, I mean, there are 59 negative emotions on that chart, and then there's the one overjoy but that's what that is.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's very helpful. Well, I'm going to go to the phones now, although a couple people put their hands down, so then we must have just answered their questions. So if you are just tuning in, you can ask Dr. Bradley Nelson a question about the emotion code. The number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know that your hand is up. So we have one hand up here. Okay, so hello there. I don't know your number, but it says my chi heart. So if that's you, did you want to ask Dr. Brad a question?
I did. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sharon. Hi, Dr. Brad.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I've been wondering, so trapped emotions, does that also show up as pain?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And let me explain how this works. The human body itself, of course, is really nothing but a very complex energy field. If you think about it, you know, you can look at your hand and it looks pretty solid, but if you get right down to it, we know the hand is made of energy, really. Your body is an assortment of an almost countless number of these infinitesimally tiny subatomic particles that are all flying in formation, this very close formation, keeping your body from flying apart. So your body really is energy, and thoughts are energy too. And emotions are also energies, and when you're feeling a specific emotion, you're feeling a specific emotional or energetic frequency. So what happens to us is that, let me give you an example. There was a man who came to me once who had this terrific low back pain, and it was disabling. And we found a trapped emotion of anger, and that it had been trapped in his body from, I think, about 20 years or so before. From something that had happened with his father, as I recall. And anyway, we released that trapped emotion, and the pain level in his back went from about a 9 to a 0 just instantly. And it was really an astounding thing. But, of course, that's very, very common. Now, what was going on there? Well, when you have a trapped emotion, what's really happening is you have this energy, this emotional energy, this ball of emotion, really, this ball of emotional energy that, in this case, was lodged in his low back. Now, when we release that emotional energy, that trapped emotion, the distorting force that trapped emotion was creating for his low back, for those tissues, was suddenly gone. Now, see, if you think about it, that's what a trapped emotion does. It distorts the normal energy field of the body, and because that's really all the body is just an energy field, if you distort it long enough, you're going to have some kind of symptoms. And so what I believe now is that at least 90% of all the pain that people have is actually caused by this emotional baggage. So it's very, very common to see this kind of thing where someone's in pain, we release the trapped emotion, the pain goes away. Now, there's another effect, though. For example, in this guy's case, he came back a few days later, and he said, you know, Doc, he said, you released that trapped emotion for me, and my low back is so much better. It's amazing. But he said, you know, there's something else that's happened to me. He said, I used to always have kind of a hair trigger temper, and I was always yelling at my wife and yelling at my kids, and I was always on edge and just on the, you know, just feeling angry all the time. And he said, since you released that trapped emotion from me, I just don't feel that anymore. I just feel kind of relaxed all the time and peaceful. And how did you do that to me? And at that time, I didn't understand it. I said, well, I really don't know. But what we know now, or what we believe anyway, is that when you have a trapped emotion, what's really going on is that those tissues are feeling that emotional vibration all the time. And so if a situation arises where you might tend to feel angry, in this case, you will tend to feel angry because you have that trapped emotion. And part of your body is literally vibrating at that resonant energy, that frequency, all the time. See, so it's easy for you to slide into that emotion because part of you is already feeling that emotion in kind of a strange way. And so not only does the release of a trapped emotion have this incredibly powerful effect on the physical body and in getting rid of pain and malfunction and all kinds of problems, but it also changes how we feel emotionally, see? So hopefully that helps you to understand how it works. It's really, it affects you, these affect you in two ways, really, very profound.
Very helpful, Sharon?
It does, thank you.
Okay, you're
welcome.
Thank
you for your question, Sharon.
You're
and Dr. Brad, before we go on to the next question, I wanted to ask you about the special. Now, I have put it up on KarenCann.com/emotion, and you have what we call a complete transformation package for people that are wanting to learn more from you, how to do the emotion code on their own. They don't have to be a practitioner. I realize that. It's actually quite simple, and you've outlined it wonderfully in your program. So can you tell us just a little bit about your program?
Well, yes, absolutely. This is a special offer for your listeners. It's about a $375 package for $97, and let me explain what is in this. I've been all over the world teaching the emotion code, and we've been to Germany a couple of times. We've been to London a couple of times. We've been to Spain and Holland and Australia and New Zealand and, of course, all over the U.S. and Canada. And what we did is we filmed one of our best seminars and turned it into a DVD set, okay? And that is our Emotion Code Seminar DVD set. Now, we filmed this in high definition. The beauty of this is that you can attend this seminar. This is, I believe, the most life-changing seminar that you can attend. And the beauty of this is that you can attend this right in your own living room. You just plug in the DVDs, and you get to sit there. You get to see me and listen to me teach you how to do this work. You learn how to do this on animals. You can release these trapped emotions from your pets. I teach you how to do that. You can learn how to do this at a distance. I mean, imagine getting rid of someone's pain, releasing their trapped emotions, getting rid of their depression, and they can be on the other side of the country. Maybe you're working on your son who's at war in Afghanistan. You can do that kind of thing, and I show you how to do that very concrete. You get to see people come up out of the audience with all different kinds of problems and see how we work with them and how we fix them. The emotion code is the fastest, easiest, most effective method of energy psychology and energy healing that's ever been created on the planet. And I don't take any credit for it because it came to me in answer to prayer as I was working with my patients over 17 years of practice. So that's part of what you get. Now, we ship that to you. We also send you the Chart of Emotions magnet, which is a 3x5 chart of emotions that's also a magnet, so you can find the emotion and then release the emotion all with one little tool. So we ship that to you also. So we send you those two items. Those are rushed to your door, but we also make available for immediate download for you the Emotion Code ebook, which is this amazing book that really is changing lives literally all over the world. You get to start reading that immediately. And then we also send you the Emotion Code MP3 audio book. So that is, you can download the MP3 files immediately, put them onto your iPod or your iPhone, or burn them to CDs and listen to them in your car, whatever you want to do. But we call this our transformation package because so many people, thousands and thousands of people, have transformed their lives and the lives of their family members through this package. By listening and watching the seminar and learning this process, which is really so simple, and yet it can be so profound. In fact, I have to tell you a story. There was a woman that I was speaking with recently who was telling me that her son started listening to the Emotion Code on audio and listening and reading the book, and then he started practicing the Emotion Code on his friends. And after a couple of weeks, the phone rang, and there was a woman on the other end of the line who identified herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she said, listen, she said, your son has been doing this emotional thing. She said, I don't really understand it. But she said, I have to tell you something. She said, my son has had a phobia of water for many, many years. And she said, we have tried everything to fix him, and nothing has ever worked. She said, right now, my son is out swimming in the pool, and it's because your son worked on him with this emotional thing that he's doing. I don't understand what it is, but you've got to fill me in. Those two boys, 11 years old. Think about that. That's how easy this
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing that. It makes my heart feel warm. Oh, that is wonderful. So if you're interested in this work, if it resonates with you, my listeners, you know, please get a copy of Dr. Brad's Emotion Code package. It's an amazing deal, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. So www.karencan.com/emotion. And we do have another question here. And before we go to that question, by the way, if in case we go just a little bit over time, this will be recorded and you can listen to the recording. I've been dying to ask Dr. Brad this question. So my parents, you talk about in your book that you need to be very polite and also honor, you know, what people prefer. And so I decided I was going to ask my parents' permission if I could release trapped emotions from them. Basically, they didn't have to do anything. I would just do it on the side. And obviously, I didn't explain it very well because they came back and they said they don't want to dredge up old emotions anymore. They already are aware of all their trapped emotions, also, you know, they feel it's very private, which I totally understand and honor that it's private. But, you know, first of all, I think it's important for people to know you do need to ask permission. And second of all, people have a misunderstanding that they already know what their trapped emotions are, and that's not really true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be trapped, right, Dr. Brad?
Well, yes. That's exactly right, and that's really one of the big differences between the emotion code and a lot of these other methods out there, is that with the emotion code, we rely totally and solely on the subconscious mind. Now, your subconscious mind is an archiving holographic computer that remembers everything that has ever been done in your life, but also it knows if you have, for example, emotional energies that have been inherited, that have been passed down from an ancestor. Now, you don't consciously have any idea about that. You may consciously know that your ears maybe have the same shape as your grandfather's ears, but you don't consciously know that you've inherited his anger. And that is that's a very powerful thing. And let me tell you a story really quickly to illustrate this. There was a girl who came to one of my workshops a number of years ago, and she came with her mother, and I met them at the beginning of this thing. And then during the seminar or the workshop, I asked for a volunteer, and this girl came up. And I tested her to see if she had a trapped emotion, and she did. And the emotion was, I believe it was forlorn or feeling unsupported, something like that. And it was, I traced it back, and it had occurred when she was around 1 year old. And I asked her if she had any idea what that was about, and she said no. And I looked out of the audience, and I could see her mother just looked like she was kind of shrinking in her chair, and her face was pale, and she had her mouth kind of covering her hand kind of covering her mouth. And I said, "Do you know what this is about?" And she said that she was very embarrassed, but she said that during those years she used to use cloth diapers, and one day she accidentally pinned her daughter to her diaper, and didn't know about it until she changed her the next time. And sure enough, that's exactly what had created this trapped emotion.
Wow.
Now, the daughter had no idea. Her mom had never told her until that moment that this had happened. But that was what had created this trapped emotion. Well, so what happened was I ended up releasing that trapped emotion, which just takes a few seconds, and this girl went back and sat down. And I kind of forgot about it, but about 10 days later, I got an email from her mother, and she said, you know, my daughter has had this problem with her hip and knee, and she's had pain, and it's been getting worse and worse gradually over time, and it's been affecting her the way she walks and so on. And she said nobody's been able to figure out what it is, but she said from the moment you release that emotional energy, that pain's been totally gone, and she's walking normally and there's no pain. And she said she also feels this new sense of lightness and freedom that she hasn't felt before, and she's telling everybody about this. Well, how would you find something like that? I mean, the emotion code enables us to tap into that incredible holographic computer that is really the subconscious mind. And so you can find emotions, even if they're inherited from 20 generations ago or even more. One of the most profound healings that I've had in my own life was a trapped emotion that was from 22 generations back from an Irish grandmother of mine. The emotion was hopelessness. and getting rid of that set me free. And it's easy to find these things, and the emotion code package is how you can do it. And you can also work with your animals, which is such a neat thing because, you know, so many of us have pets, and 90% of the physical problems that our pets have and 90% of the behavioral problems that they have are due to trapped emotions. I'm telling you, you got to believe me. It's so easy to find these trapped emotional energies and fix these on animals, and then they just change. There's no placebo effect with animals. It just works.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I know we're over time here, but we do have a few people on the phone. Are you okay with staying on and answering these questions, Dr. Brad?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so caller with the phone number ending in 2712, you're on the line with Dr. Brad.
Hi, Dr. Brad. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just have a question for you about having intense fear around, like literally feeling paralyzed about taking actions and fearing judgment from others. And then knowing, if you know the root, you even know the root of the fear and you feel like you've worked through those emotions and you still feel that paralyzation. Do you have any suggestions for that?
Well, absolutely. What I would say is that your subconscious mind knows. Now, are we talking about you or somebody else?
Yes, me.
Okay. Well, let me show you how this works really quickly. What's your first name?
Denise.
Denise. Okay. Well, if you'd like, what we could try to do is zero in and see if we can figure out what the underlying cause of this is.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So how old are you?
35.
35. Okay. All right. Now, so you've already released some emotions about this, some trapped emotions. Is that right?
Tremendous amount. Yes.
Okay. So, and you're still feeling stuck.
Yeah. Like I want to go to take actions that And I can literally watch myself avoiding them. I feel the desire and the intensity of the desire to do it, and then I watch myself back away. It's like I just can't get myself to follow through.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look. Now, what we'll do, let me explain how this works. In the Emotion Code book and the videos and so on, we talk about and we teach a method that we call working by proxy, okay? And the human body has its own built-in ability to set aside its own needs on behalf of somebody else, and we're going to do that right now. Now, we always start this with prayer because that's where all of this came from, and so we want to make sure that we're connected up with that higher power because that's really the source of all the healing, see? So give me just a second here, and I'll ask for some help for us. Okay, so let's see here, Denise. So let me ask if I can act as proxy for you. Yes, okay. So that means my own subconscious mind has set aside its own needs to act on your behalf now. And so we're connected energetically. So let's take a look. Now let me ask you, have you been doing most of this work on yourself, or have you been working with someone else, or what?
Both.
Both, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look here, and let's ask, is there... if we look at this behavior that you've described, this fear about taking action and fearing judgment, is there an underlying cause of that? Yes, and the answer is yes. Okay, so let's take a look here. So is that underlying cause, is it something that is actually emotional? And does it have to do with heart wall, or is it a resonance? You know what? There's something else going on with you that's deeper. Now, Karen mentioned in the very beginning that that the emotion code is actually part of something that we call the body code. And the body code is the total integrative method that I developed during those years that I was in practice, working with people who had all kinds of problems. Most of my patients had been told there was no cure for them. And yet, using the body code, we were able to drill down and figure out what the real, true underlying causes of their issues were. So So I don't know if anybody's used the body code on you.
No.
But that's where.
No,
okay, so that's actually where we need to go. So let me just see if I can figure out what's happening here with you really quickly. Okay, let's see. Okay, so actually, let's see here. There's some kind of an imbalance going on in a meridian. Okay, and let's see what this meridian is. It's actually what we call the pericardium meridian. Okay. Now, normally, we have. If you go to bodycodehealing.com, then you can kind of get a picture about what the body code is all about. But I want to try to help you here. And so there's more, in your particular case, see, there's just more going on. There's something deeper happening with you. And the emotion code is great. It works 80% of the time, I would say, for people. But about 20% of the time, they've got something deeper happening. And that's what's happening here with you. So there's an imbalance going on in this meridian. Now, the meridians are like little rivers of energy that flow just under the skin. And there's an imbalance in this particular one. It's actually the left pericardium meridian. So if we were to hook you up to some kind of a device that could measure the acupuncture meridian energy flow, this left pericardium meridian would be out of balance, and it would show up. And so let's take a look here. This is a little river of energy that flows basically from the heart area, in this case, towards the left side, and it kind of loops up over the armpit area, and then it comes right down the inside of the arm and ends on the middle finger. So, but there's a reason why this is out of balance, and let's see what this is. Some kind of an energy. Oh, you know what? It actually is an emotion. There's something emotional going on with you here, but it's kind of hidden away in this meridian. So is it a trapped emotion? Actually, it is a trapped emotion. But your subconscious mind, see, sometimes these trapped emotions, usually they're pretty easy to release. But once in a while, there's a deeper, or the emotion can be kind of buried. Like in this case, this emotion is buried apparently somewhere in this meridian and is imbalancing the meridian. So let's take a look here and see what emotion this is. Is this emotion listed in column A or in column B? Column B, there's 60 emotions on this chart, so we just got rid of half the emotions, and I'm muscle testing myself to get these answers, by the way. And so this emotion, is it in one of the odd rows in column B? So it's in an even row. Is it in row 2 or 4 or 6? Is the emotion pride? Is it shame, shock, unworthy, or worthless? Guess what? This is actually an inherited emotion, like we were talking about. The plot thickens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second here. Okay, this is an inherited emotion. Now, when you inherit an emotion, what happens is at the moment of conception, a mother or father passes that emotional energy to you. And so let's see what this is. Is this inherited pride or inherited shame? This is inherited shame.
Yes, I knew it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, and you know what? I knew it too. I mean, as soon as we got
to
this.
I wanted
to
scream it out.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be it. But the first time, see, what happens is when the body takes you to a certain column in a certain row, if all the answers, like there's five emotions in each cell on this chart, and if you get to a certain column in a certain row and all five of those emotions are negative, that's how we find out that it's inherited. If you come back and ask, well, is this inherited, then one of those will be strong, and that's what this is. So this shame came from your mother, no, from your father, and I knew that too. And did he get this from somebody earlier? Yes, okay. So from his father, from his mother. And did she get this from somebody earlier?
We lost her.
Yes. We did?
I hope she calls back in.
Okay,
but this is getting recorded, so
yeah,
I don't know somehow
it,
the okay.
Okay, so we got shame that she got from her father, and he got it from her mother, and did she get it from somebody earlier, from her mother, from her father? Okay, so we're going to, yeah, let's see. And then did he get it from somebody earlier? No, okay, so it goes back three generations to her father's mother's father. Do we need to know more about that? No, we don't. Okay, so hold on just 1 second. I'm going to grab a magnet. Okay, now to release this emotional energy, what we do is we take a magnet. You can use any kind of a magnet, and if you don't have a magnet, you can use your fingertips, and I'm passing this magnet over my governing meridian, or part of it, and the governing meridian starts at the upper lip and goes over the top of the head and all the way down the back and the middle, down to the tailbone, and I'm going to just pass this magnet over, starting from my forehead, over the top of my head to the back of my neck. I'm going to do that 10 times. We do that 10 times to release an inherited emotional energy, and that's going to release this from Denise. And just a few more times here. Okay. And did that release that inherited shame from her? And also, did it also release from her father? Yes. And from his mother? Yes. And from her father? Yes. It released from all of them. Okay. And that's how this works, releasing these inherited emotions. It's really rapid. In fact, the emotion code is the fastest method on Earth. There's nothing else that's like this, that's this fast. It's so fast.
That's wonderful.
So is Denise back yet, or did we lose her?
No, it's possible that the system, since we're past time, won't let them call back in. But I'll make sure, because I wrote her number down just in case. So I'll make sure that she can hear that. That is so wonderful. Thank you for doing that release right on the line with us.
Sure. Well, now I want you to think about something. See, here she's had this intense fear about taking action and fearing judgment. And so, well, think about it. Fearing judgment, that's all about shame, right? That's all about not being good enough and so on. And so, and this came, in other words, her father's mother's father, something happened, and he developed this very powerful trapped emotion of shame that was so powerful that it didn't end up, he didn't end up just containing it himself. It got passed to his daughter. She passed it to her son, who passed it to his daughter, Denise. And so releasing it is such a tremendously freeing thing for everybody in that whole entire line, see. So I think that
I love the beauty of that.
Yeah, it's really profound.
When we released Heart Walls the other day with my partner and I, there was one that near the bottom was shame as well, and it went 13 generations back on my maternal grandmother's side. Of course, I didn't know what it was, original cause, but what was really interesting is my spiritual healer many, many years ago, when I first started working with her, she had this vision, and she said she saw all these women on my mom's side of the family or my ancestors that were looking to me to heal them from something generational.
Well, there you go.
And then the funny thing is, she said, and she almost cried because she said it's so beautiful, this vision, and she said, well, the only thing is they're telling you to go one day at a time, which is so not my personality. So I'm like, okay, so I have this big job to do, and you want me to go one step at a time. So when we did that release the other day, I thought, oh, maybe this is it.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, and I just thought, well, isn't this terrific to have this opportunity? Well, we have one other caller with a question. Let me unmute this person. Hi, you're on the line with Dr. Brad. You're with number ending in 0938. Do you have a question?
Oh, no, I'm just listening. No.
Oh, you're listening.
No, thank you very much.
Okay. That's great.
Okay.
Hi.
Dr. Brad, one last question for me is that someone asked me, how would you use the emotion code for addiction? Now, I would think that a lot of different trapped emotions cause the addiction, but would you actually ask the body about addiction specifically when you use the code?
Well, yes, you can. First of all, everybody that we've seen that has had any kind of a major addiction always seems to have a heart wall, okay? So you want to take down that heart wall. And there's another kind of energy that we talk about it's actually not in the book, but it's actually what we call an addictive heart energy. And there's information about that on our website at healerslibrary.com. But that's another thing. But what you want to do with someone who's addicted is you can definitely ask, because the subconscious mind knows and it will answer your questions. And so, for example, you could ask, is there an underlying reason why you have this addiction to blank, whatever it is? And if the subconscious mind answers yes, then you'll be taken immediately to a trapped emotion that you can just figure out and clear. And sometimes it'll surprise you. Sometimes it's things that are inherited, or sometimes it's something that happened as a child, and you never know what the energies are that are driving that behavior. But if you clear out those drivers, you clear out those emotions that are driving that behavior, it can be amazingly profound. And we did a webinar recently on pornography, and specifically about pornography addiction, and that's a huge one today.